welcome to another edition and another week in house. Good show coming up today. It's a fairly busy new release Tuesday tomorrow. We kick it off this week with a new album from Scott H. Byrum. The wild man who is one part old gospel blues choir leader, as well as hellbilly frontman, and throw in a little bit of truck driving tunes in there. You've got Scott H. Byrum's new one entitled Graveyard Shift, a guy who seems to embody several spirits that may have existed any time in the last century. We'll get to new music from Scott H. Byrum. That's out on Bloodshot Records tomorrow. Speaking of Bloodshot, a new album on the way from the Meat Purveyors called Someday Soon, Things Will Be Much Worse. That one also released on the Chicago-based Bloodshot Records. We'll hear one from the Meat Purveyors today on the show. Along more traditional lines, we'll also get to something new from American Volume 5, of course, the last volume from Johnny Cash that came out last week, as well as music from the old 97s, new stuff from the Theater of Fire, and more. It's all coming up. Stay tuned. And a lot of new things, as is usually the case, along the way to get to today, including Oakley Hall out of New York City. New music from them. And Greg Graffin, the Bad Religion frontman, with a solo release on the way. Roots flavored, as you might gather from today's show. We'll get to stuff from that as well. Kick it off with music from Cracker. These guys are going to be in the area at the end of August. 23rd of August, they're playing by themselves in Boise. And then the 24th, joining forces with Camper Van Beethoven is Cracker for the free Thursday night Salt Lake City show that happens at the Gallivan Center as the city of Salt Lake bringing them to town. I guess that's one of the good things that happens when the hipsters age a little bit and find themselves in a position like entertainment for the city of Salt Lake. Anyway, Cracker's new album is Greenland, of course. This is from it. I Need Better Friends.
I was drifting down the coast with the girl I love the most, but it's not what you might think. It's a long and tragic history. When will this shit end? I need better friends. Smoking lots of weed, trying to forget what you meant to me. Hanging out with folks just half my age, buying vintage analog synthesizers, sometimes skate shoes, sometimes reissues of those vintage things. We'll be right back.
jasmine tea. When the goon squad came for me, it was all my drunken friends. They kicked down my front door again. I need better friends, but for now it's fine.
Back in House Now, new album today from the blues and roots wild man, Scott H. Byram, Graveyard Shift. His newest release comes out tomorrow. It's got a great big sticker on the front of it that says, "This record sounds best when turned up loud." I'll give you some insight into the flavor of the new release from Scott H. Byram. It's out on Bloodshot. We get to that one today. Also, Meat Purveyors, also a Bloodshot Records label band. Well, here's from their upcoming release. It's called Someday Soon Things Will Be Much Worse. That and more on the way when we start this set off with Frank Black, of course, the Pixies frontman with the recent double release, Fast Man, Raider Man. This set starts with the tune Highway to Lowdown.
Well, me and my friend, we walked to the split. Then I headed on home and he headed outbound. I didn't listen to him, but you can take it from Jim. It's a highway. It's a highway. It's a highway, lowdown. If you're tired, why don't you just go to sleep? And if you're wired, I'll be your brother and you can be my key. Call it a street. Well, say what you will, it leads right out of town to a desolate land. It will mess up your plans. It's a highway. It's a highway. It's a highway, lowdown.
Walking into town on Sunday morning, I saw your daddy sleeping naked in the yard. And Saturday I'd seen him in a Mexiquita bar, liquor in his eyes, you know, dust around his heart. Climb through the window so my mama wouldn't see that I was all dressed up and you were waiting there for me. 'Cause even from her bed she usually knows just where I've been. So I came down to see you before you take another man. Executed, don't you know you own me? Just like you owned my daddy come before. Your dust will fill my mouth if I go north or I go south. If I'm killing time at the bar. I was born in sickness, fever in my brain. My mama's told I'd never live to see that driving rain. See that rain I did, Lord, it comes down mighty hard. Now I've grown to see you wrap yourself around my heart. Don't you know you own me? Just like my daddy come before. Executed, don't you know you own me? Just like you owned my daddy come before. Your dust will fill my mouth if I go north or I go south. If I'm killing time at the bar. Executed, don't you know you own me? Just like you own my daddy come before. Your dust will fill my mouth if I go north or I go south. If I'm killing time at the bar. If I'm killing time at the bar.
Music there from Portland singer-songwriter James Lowe, going back a few years to his 2000 release of the same name, the tune Mexiquita there from James Lowe. And Frank Black, Highway to Lowdown, Fast Man, Raider Man, the double album. That one appears on recently out from Black and his Nashville Sessions Players friends out on Back Porch Records, as a matter of fact. Well, new music from the Meat Purveyors is on the way. The Austin, Texas band been at it for over a decade now, and their latest release is entitled Someday Soon Things Will Be Much Worse. It's out next week on Bloodshot Records, which is staying really busy these days with several new things out. Meat Purveyors, this is called Hanged Man. We'll be right back.
left his body in the woods, and I took off running south. I left his body in the woods, and I took off running south. They found me down in Eagle Pass with a pistol in my mouth. Don't look at the hangman. Don't look at the hangman. Don't look at the hangman. Don't look at the hangman.
Theater Fire, based in North Texas. Everybody Has a Dark Side is the upcoming debut from that band. That tune called These Tears Could Rust a Train. Also new music from the Meat Purveyors out of Austin. Hanged Man comes from Someday Soon Things Will Be Much Worse. It's out next week on the Bloodshot Records label. You're in-house. Of course, you can find more of us online at the In-House Radio weblog. There you'll find playlists, MP3 downloads, podcasting, and tons more things that are going on. InHouseRadio.blogspot.com. Scott H. Byram's second release is called Graveyard Shift. It's due out tomorrow. We hear from it today when we come back in-house. Back in house now, the new release from Scott H. Byram is entitled Graveyard Shift. Comes out tomorrow, yet another release on the Bloodshot label. And if there's such a thing as hardcore blues and country, then Byram is most certainly it. He covers a lot of ground stylistically, as I said earlier, everything from very old style, you know, gospel blues kind of stuff, to a hellbilly, as he becomes the maniacal frontman of a hellbilly band. As well as kind of old-time truck-driving songs, a la the Bakersfield sound of the mid to late 60s. So we get to music from Scott Byram today on the show. This one kind of is a good example of the latter. This one called Santa Fe.
Well, I'm on my way to Santa Fe this morning, and I don't know why I love her like I do. They tell me she's been all burned out on cocaine. I'll be in her arms by late this afternoon. When I left her, she was crying like a baby. Still those misty eyes were just as pretty as could be. Well, she tried to kill the pain by going crazy. Now those eyes so gray, sweetheart, barely see. It's gonna break my heart. She's still crying. 'Cause I can't stand to see her that'll be. This old heart of mine just keeps on pining and pining. And I'm on my way this morning to Santa Fe.
Best
Scott H. Byram, too, from Graveyard Shift, the new album from him out tomorrow. Been Down Too Long, the name of that tune, and Santa Fe right before. A couple from his second album overall, also the second album out on the Bloodshot Records label. Self-described by Byram as ultra-primal rock and blues with a pure country heart beating underneath. A couple more to get to from Graveyard Shift. It's out tomorrow once again, and this one of those trucker tunes I was talking about. This is called 18 Wheeler Fever.
Song about a truck driver's life, how he's so alone out on that open road, and it's hard for him to keep a wife satisfied at home. It's a damned old shame, and you know it is, when that love becomes a sacrifice. But a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. There's two loves in a truck driver's life. when it's home, we're gonna give up on his time. When the bills roll in and the time begins, they gotta hit that old highway right. 18-wheeler fever keeps him driving on. This old diesel's weaving all.
There from the legendary Shack Shakers, going back to 2004's Believe release, Agony Wagon, the name of that. Following the last of three from Scott H. Byram, 18-Wheeler Fever, another trucker tune from Graveyard Shift, the album out from him tomorrow, and we just got a little bit of a taste of that album, which has several different flavors, as I said, and a very fine new effort from Scott H. Byram. As a matter of fact, you can find a couple of MP3s from that release on the In-House Radio weblog, inhouseradio.blogspot.com, and you can find contact info, such as the email address, for example, inhouseradio@gmail.com. Stick with us. More music to come. Back now with new music from Greg Graffin on an album we've been hearing a bit from. It's coming out soon in the month of July from Graffin, who is the frontman of Bad Religion. His whole point in Cold as the Clay was to make an album that was steeped in traditional American music. It was also far removed from the sounds of Bad Religion. He seems to have succeeded. Greg Graffin, this is the title track, Cold as the Clay.
Whispers of ancients buried by dust, echoes of ages in canyons of rust. Is heaven so lonely? I'll know soon enough. Cold as the clay, dark as a mine, wasted away, blood, sweat, and of the master done died with his soul, and the work like routine is so lonely and cold. Cold as the clay, dark as a mine, wasting away, blood, sweat, and grime, panning for gold, picking for dime.
Let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut them down. Tell them that God's gonna cut them down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
That set full of all new music, and closing it out there is Elin Jewell, the Boston-based singer-songwriter. Mess Around from the album Boundary County, recently out. She'll be playing later this month, as a matter of fact, right here in Idaho, July 23rd at the Music on the Rocks Festival. That's along with Rosalie Sorrells and a host of others happening in Idaho City. Johnny Cash, right before, God's Gonna Cut You Down, his version of that old gospel tune from American Volume 5, 100 Highways, out last week. And starting the set, Greg Graffin, Cold as the Clay, the title track from his upcoming release, music from the Bad Religion frontman. This is music from Kevin Kinney.
Not again. with that grin. She's just here to do you in. You can't talk, you can't walk, and most times it's all bad luck. God, can't believe you don't see this. I can't believe you don't see it. I see it, I see it, I see it, I see it.
Music hot off the press from M. Ward. His upcoming release is Post-War, due out in August. This is called Right in the Head. Greg Walsh out of Jackson Hole right before. Blind, the tune from his most recent album called Out of the Blue. That's going to do it for another edition of In House. Underwriting support for the show comes from Port Neuf Valley Brewing, celebrating their 10th anniversary this Saturday with a street party bash beginning at 3. The 600 block of First Avenue becomes party central with food and brews as well as live music from the Wild Coyotes, Uncle Bob Merle, Elvis Has Left the Building, and the Jory Dax Band. It's the Port Neuf Valley Brewing 10th Anniversary Street Party this Saturday from 3 to midnight. For more information, call them at 232-1644. The show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house tomorrow. The world is next.